Welcome to another Cranford Chamber of Commerce member profile. Today we're here at the Thirsty Turtle. We're with Dwayne Hand, who is the manager of the Thirsty Turtle. Dwayne, the Thirsty Turtle opened up not that long ago in April, so you're one of Cranford's newest restaurants. Tell me a bit about the Thirsty Turtle, if you would, please.
Well, the Thirsty Turtle is more of a family-oriented restaurant on the Americana-type food. We have everything from steak, salmon, kids' meals. We are family-friendly, and we also have a nice bar with a lot of IPA beers on draft, as well as bottles, and nice selection for people that like the beers and the IPAs. And we are right in the middle of town, so we look, you know, to have everybody come to us, and we are open every day from 11:30 until 10 o'clock at night, and on weekends 11. So we are open for lunch and dinner for the businesses as well as the families. We have an abundant number of TVs in our lounge, and for people to come watch any sports that are on, especially football. We do run football specials, so we want to get the people that like the sports to come out. We do have nice rooms in the back, mostly booths for family, big and small, anywhere from two-seat booth to up to eight people. We can put tables together, so we encourage large parties as well.
You mentioned the beer selection. That is one of the things that's distinctive here, is that you do have a large number of beers to choose from, not just IPAs, but stouts, porters, Oktoberfest, you name it, all different types of beers. Tell me about how you go about selecting which beers are being offered at any particular time.
Well, the owners look to see what's popular, what's coming out, what's new in and around this area, but also from different parts of the state, New Jersey, New York. We do a lot of local breweries, and to see what people like. Different types, anywhere from a wheat beer to now pumpkin beers, and like you said, stouts and ales. So they see what's going on out there, and they're very knowledgeable about what the selections are, and you know, bring them in. If it's popular, we'll do it again. We also have once a month we do a special night where we pick one beer out and do that for one night, and have people come in and try that beer, something new, something maybe you can't get somewhere else, or very hard to get. So we'll signify that in one night.
Give me a little bit of an idea of some of the things that patrons will find on the menu.
Well, we have everything from burgers, from a regular burger. You can spice it up a little bit. We have turkey burgers. We have steaks. We have salmon, crab cakes. We also have salads, a blackened chicken salad, a Mediterranean salad, where you can add salmon to that, or you can add chicken to that as well. We also have a kids' menu, everything from chicken fingers to burgers. And we also have a gluten-free menu for those people that are gluten-free, with salads and chicken, a buffalo burger. So we do have a variety of food for everybody, you know, stir fries and rigatoni. So we do have everything from pasta to burgers and in between.
You mentioned about the tap takeover that happens once a month, but there are other events that are going on here as well. Tell me about some of the things that are coming up.
Tuesday nights now we have Kids Eat Free, 10 and under, Kids Eat Free. And we also have football specials, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, where we have football specials for $5 appetizers, $3 pints, and $4 IPAs. That's on Monday night, Thursday night, and all day Sunday. We do have live entertainment on Friday nights. We have people lined up for the next four Friday nights. So come on in to see them. They usually start around 10 o'clock in the bar area. And we started that last week and was very successful, so we're going to keep that going as well.
Now I'd like to talk a little bit about you. Tell me a little bit about your background, Dwayne, what you've done before you were part of the Thirsty Turtle.
Well, I've done a variety of things. I started out in the restaurant business. I opened up my first restaurant, not me personally, but the restaurant itself, 32 years ago. I opened up a Red Lobster in South Plainfield, worked in the kitchen, and basically worked my way up from there, eventually becoming a manager in another restaurant. I've also worked for the post office. I've had my own fast food place, Quiznos, for 6 years. I learned a lot about that, from the ins and outs of owning my own place in Staten Island, because that's where I currently live. So I've done a lot of different things, a lot of people-oriented jobs where I deal with the public, which is my favorite thing to do, deal one-on-one with the public, a group of people. I'm not afraid to go talk to people and see how things are going. I was a music major in college, so I was in front of people all the time. And it helped me to do what I'm doing now. And I love the restaurant business because it's always exciting and always something going on and something new every day.
Being in the restaurant business for so long, what are some of the changes that you've noticed in terms of what's been going on in the business and how things have evolved?
I'd have to say the evolution of the restaurant business is huge in terms of chain restaurants. But when it comes to privately owned restaurants like this one, where we have another one in Florham Park and a restaurant in Morristown, they've always dealt with the families, and we try to keep that. And that's always one thing I've seen over the years. Have a restaurant where people can come in, relax, sit down, and enjoy themselves without being bothered by a lot of people or a lot of noise. And, of course, the evolution now of the gluten-free and a lot of allergies, we've had to overcome things with that and adapt to that.
Well, we've been talking to Dwayne Hand. He's the manager of the Thirsty Turtle, one of Cranford's newer restaurants. And you've been listening to a Cranford Chamber of Commerce member profile. Dwayne, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Bernie. It's been a pleasure.